And I think some of those guys are kind of used to that. And the ones that are good at it, then it aged them, right? And then you get the, I blogged about this the other day, then you get the people like Rupert Murdoch, where you could argue it's not necessarily helping his organisation. He might think it is, and it's a lot of fun for the rest of the world. But, you know, imagine someone who wasn't him, who was still, you know, the leader of a company or very senior. You know, that getting away any of those, you know, filtered barriers between that person and the world. Mm. You know, to a lot of the rest of the people out there, especially, you know, the press or people that follow that company, that's a good thing. It feels more authentic and it's really what they're thinking. It's more immediate as well.
Yeah.
But there's a whole lot of protectors of people who have those kind of roles, you know, officially over the past 20 years. They're kind of, you know, pulling their hair out going, oh my God, yeah, what are you saying? Yeah. Of course, it's like their big boss, so they can't really do much about it.
So are these disclaimers just I suppose, nonsense, really?
I think they are. You know, I don't think it's been tested anywhere. And I don't think, I think it's mainly just using up the character count that you get in your bio or something like that. But you see all kinds of, you know, versions of it. And some people are cheeky with it. Some people kind of give a knowing wink that, yeah, this is probably nonsense, but I have to say it. And people say it in different ways, you know, briefly or not. But it does feel like I said yesterday, like the email signatures that obviously you still see left, right, and centre. But you started seeing some, you know, professional services and legal firms, and disclaimers started running to, you know, a page of text. And everyone sort of, you know, hunched their shoulders and said, has this ever been tested, ever? You know, I mean, basically, if you're going to say something, you've said it. You can't just say, oh, and by the way, I've got a special, you know, wand that I wave that says I didn't mean any of it.
Mm.
And you know, Twitter, as you sort of hit upon, basically just amplifies that, because the immediacy, and even with things like people deleting tweets, I mean, those tweets still existed, and they're cached somewhere, and some people, you know, take screenshots, or I had an example the other week where it was not very important, but I had an exchange with quite a famous person. I was really quite chuffed that they responded to me in their tweet stream.
Mm.
And that evening, I went to look back at it, and they deleted what they'd written to me, because obviously it didn't fit with the persona that they were trying to put across, you know, their history of tweets. Now, what that person said, obviously they said it, and it was real, and I wasn't imagining it.
Mm.
But people do want to, you know, go in and be selective, but, you know, the internet doesn't really work that way.